Hello, and welcome to the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Aha!
Today we have a special visitor.
Wait, who are you?
Huh? I'm Adam.
I'm Holly.
Today we have a special visitor.
We're awesome! We have a special visitor?
Uh-huh.
Who is it? Because I'm looking around and I don't see anybody but you.
It's me! It's our 6-year anniversary as our special visitor.
The physical man pounded in the bud by the physical manifestation of the AHA podcast 6-year anniversary.
Yep.
Chuck Tingle's new book.
So Holly was bugging me, like, in the last couple years to write a new theme song.
Just the last couple years.
She's like, I don't like our theme song.
It's not that I don't like it. It's just, it's really long.
So I was, she told me this today at, like, 4:30.
Something like that. I was like, it's our 6-year anniversary, which I know now. I've missed every other anniversary, but
Facebook knows.
Facebook has this on this day feature that I only kind of recently started actually using. And it told me about it. And I was like, what?
So the special news is I wrote 13 new theme songs.
The special news is this is the theme song podcast. Podcast of theme song, podcast theme songs.
It might sound weird, but I'm gonna play the first one. This is the
No, I think so. What we're gonna do here is Adam's gonna play it for me, and then we're gonna cut that part out while I hear it and play you the good version.
So yeah, we're gonna pause it, and then Holly's gonna listen to it, and then we're gonna come back and get her reaction.
It's gonna sound so good for you guys.
I have to write down the times of
this. This is a podcast. 6th year anniversary, podcasting behind the scenes.
All right, hold on.
Sometimes when you do a thing, you have to say what time it is that it happens.
Okay, so I'm going to pause it now.
I was giving a behind the scenes look.
This is the first of my new theme songs. It's the podcast that you're listening to. It's the Adam and Our Awesome Podcast.
Okay, so my first thought about that one was that it sounded a little Stardew Valley-ish, which I really appreciated. So that's good about it. It's very nice, very chill. Downside, it ends on kind of a leading note.
It's abrupt, yeah.
Yeah, it definitely ends up like a leading note. Like you want it to resolve and it doesn't resolve.
There's
so.
More. Well, that's because you want me to make the theme song shorter.
Well, yeah, but you can add it. You can end it on like a resolved note. Didn't you ever take music theory class?
Yeah, and I saw Chili Gonzalez talk about it too.
Yeah. Oh, if you guys haven't checked out Chili Gonzalez, I don't know if we talked about it on the podcast. He was on the Nerdist podcast. He does a lot of like
music theory
stuff where he plays the piano real good, and you should check it out because it's really interesting.
On the YouTube.
It's on the YouTube.
He's just some guy.
And he has like a regular name, but he goes by Chili Gonzalez, which I think is great.
Does he have a regular name?
Yeah, he has a name that's not Chili Gonzalez. Chili Gonzalez is a stage name. What? You're surprised? His name isn't Chili?
His name's not Chili Gonzalez.
I don't remember what it is. I think he said.
So are you excited to hear all the rest of these theme songs, or do you want to talk about other things?
I thought we'd space them out a little bit.
Okay, no, it's fine. So the last couple days, I finally convinced Holly to help me playtest my...
Your new Smash Magic Cube format.
Yeah, I have 22 packs of it now, which is nice.
Yeah, we played last night with 13, which wasn't quite enough.
Yeah. I paid $8 or whatever to get the rest of the cards.
You bought cards today?
Yeah, I was at work, so I was like, I'll just buy them there. Because I have it's saved on my Google Drive, so I was like, these are the cards I need. I'll just buy these and put them in the packs. So.
Pardon me.
Are you thirsty? Do you need a drink?
I'm thirsty. I should get something to drink. Oh, look. We have a snack.
That's a good segue.
We're not even 4 minutes in. I really do need a drink, though. Okay. This is Kostin Press Rhubarb blended with sweet apples and sparkling water deliciously
I'm
tart.
I'm super excited about this.
It's a sparkling rhubarb and apple juice beverage. 125 calories per can. The can is 11.15 ounces. It's not a full can, which I didn't realize when I picked
it
up.
It's just a tiny bit smaller.
It's just like a little bit smaller. It's 330 milliliters.
Okay.
We only use pressed juice, not from concentrate. No artificial sweeteners, no colorings, no GMOs. Whoa. There was a backfired car just there, you guys. It sounded like a gunshot, but it's just a bad car.
Yeah, it sounded like a backfired car.
Listen.
I'm doing it.
The no GMOs had two little stars on it, so I went and found that on the other side of the can, and it says, We never use bioengineered ingredients in our drinks, but I think they might be lying because there's sugar in this, and there's no... Yeah, first off, like, all apples are cultivated from other things now, right? And also, there's no way someone hasn't
full of shit.
Bioengineered that sugar.
Yeah, by the way, GMOs are bullshit.
Yeah,
In case you didn't know that.
Oh, that's why it's a smaller can.
Why is it a smaller
made for Coston Press, Satra House, Rockingham Road, Kettering, North Ince, NN16NJD, UK, made in the Netherlands.
Yeah, okay.
It's foreign, which probably means when we empty this can, it's going to be heavier than normal.
Oh, like...
Foreign cans are heavier.
Okay, let's open it up.
I'm going to open it up. It's also got recyclable stamps on it, so they stamped that when it came into the U.S. or for import.
This is an interesting... I've never seen this.
Contains 20% juice.
Okay.
The rest is carbonated spring water.
Drink it.
Ingredients, carbonated spring water.
Oh my god, just drink it. I'm going to taste it.
Pressed rhubarb juice, pressed apple juice, sugar, malic acid, and ascorbic acid. It tastes like apple juice, but also like rhubarb. The apple juice comes first, and then it tastes like rhubarb.
Yeah,
it kind of tastes like a strawberry rhubarb pie, which is my only touchstone for rhubarb because I've never had rhubarb any other way.
It's good.
That's really good. Mm. It was like $1.20 or $1.50 or something.
Okay, so let's go to our next theme song.
Okay, on to the next theme song.
Okay. Hey, do you want to listen to a podcast? It's the Adam and Ollie Are Awesome podcast. We're doing a podcast, not Adam and Ollie Are Awesome podcast.
Okay. I really like that one. I would choose that one if your peas hadn't popped, but they all did. I don't know if there's a way to fix. If there's a way to fix that, I really, really, really like.
Well, there's
that
11
one.
More. After
I know,
this.
But that's my favorite so that's far.
Your, well, out of there's two,
three. Our actual theme song. I'm counting.
Oh, you're counting.
So
that.
I
okay.
like that better
so,
than our actual.
So we're gonna leave this open to our listeners as well.
Yes.
Since you have to listen to the theme song every
you
time.
You all have to listen to it every time, and you must be sick of it too by now, right? Mm-hmm. Like, unless it's like your favorite song, but yeah, like vote. Email us, tweet at us. I know that you guys don't like to do that for some reason, or post on Facebook or whatever. Like, even on our personal pages for your friends,
give us any kind of input.
Any feedback, any input at all, because we're going to choose one of these, probably, as the new theme song. Unless they get worse.
Oh, no, they only get better from here. Oh, you want to do another one right away?
No, we got to do every 3 minutes, I've decided.
3 minutes?
Uh-huh.
Okay, how long has it been?
It's been not even 1 minute.
Well, because remember, there's like... 12 minutes of theme song that's going to be added on to our podcast.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We'll do another one at like 8.5.
Okay.
Which is going to be a different number for those of you listening.
I'm just going to wait until it's...
You're just going to wait? I thought maybe we would talk about something. So what are we going to do after this?
Watch Legion.
We're going to watch Legion, which our theory was that it would hit Hulu the day after it aired. That is not the case.
Yeah, it might not
aired
even
on
be on
Wednesday,
there. I haven't checked.
And it wasn't there as of Saturday, which is the last time we checked.
Yeah,
so maybe it was there yesterday. Total bullshit. If you haven't watched it yet... And you have Hulu. What are you doing?
Yeah, why
are
you?
Why aren't
you last
watching
week?
It? Watch it,
we
my sister. Specifically, watch this show. It's so good.
Wow,
it's gonna fuck with your mind. It's
so
a really good show.
Well, if your sister doesn't watch it by the time she comes here, then I'll just force her to watch it.
Well, no, the last episode is like the first day she's here.
Okay.
I think it airs, but so then we're gonna or have no, to I guess it won't because it airs on Wednesday, so it'll be like before that. So she's gonna have to be here for the last episode. So we'll watch it again and like catch stuff we missed the first time around.
It's got Aubrey Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, also I was watching Iron Fist and it's okay.
It's perfectly acceptable.
It is a TV show.
Yep, sure is.
Yep.
It's what we call a cultural appropriation.
Yeah, it was made in the 70s.
Yeah, it didn't originate with a TV show. It originated with the comics, but it was still cultural appropriation. It was like white people being like, well, why can't we do karate? Everyone else is doing it. Mm-hmm. And there was like an Asian craze at the time, and they're like, we're going to write a white person
who's doing this.
They
were waiting to kung fu movies.
Yeah.
So they made Iron Fist.
And so they're like, we're going to make a white person do this. Mm-hmm. And then it's just still a white guy.
Yeah.
Still just a white
guy. It's Sir Loras.
Really good American accent.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, every show we've been watching lately, killing it on the American accents.
Yeah.
They're really good.
Yeah.
It's like good on Iron Fist. Yeah, like every major character on Iron Fist, like half the major characters on Legion or English, and you wouldn't know it.
Or the one guy.
Okay, just the one guy, but still, that's enough.
The main guy.
Aubrey Plaza, not English.
Not English.
In case you hadn't noticed. but really good in that show.
She's really good.
I thought at first I thought she was just playing kind of the same stereotypical thing they always give her, but she's not really.
No, no, I didn't see that at all.
I kind of did, because she usually plays like a snarky rebel, but that's not quite this character. Mm. It's a little bit different.
All right, ready for the next theme song?
Let's do another theme right. song.
Hey, 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 it's a podcast. I know you like podcasts, especially ones about stuff, things, and all the other junk that we're gonna talk about. Adam and Holly are awesome podcasts.
Okay, so that one's kind of chill. I can't help but notice how many syllables every instance of podcast was. Uh-huh. You sing the letter a lot.
Yeah, I just stretched that one out because I thought it would be funny.
It is funny, but it's not.
Is that, yeah.
It's not that dissimilar from the one we have, and it's still 45 seconds long.
You know, we should let the listeners decide.
Okay, well, ultimately, it's still half my podcast. So if it's a theme song I don't like, we're not
right.
going to
well,
do it.
Well, sure. But the listeners do get a vote in this.
Sure.
The listeners are one third of our podcast.
They're like half our podcast, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
It's like half us, half them.
They're 49%. Because, I mean, ultimately,
yeah,
we
still need the deciding
vote. We're each
vote.
25.5%.
How did that work out in Iron Fist? There was a guy who owned 51% of the company, but they tried to oust him. Is that a thing you can even
know.
Do?
It's spoilers.
I know it's spoilers, but, like, it just, in outside of Iron Fist, can you oust someone who owns 51% of the company?
I don't know, business bullshit.
Can you, though? I don't think you can. If they own, like, over half the company, they get to say it. They get to say what they want to do.
Yeah. You want to do another listen?
Okay.
You want to do another one?
Podcast logistics. Let's do this.
All right. Podcast.
That one really took a turn. That one, for 38 seconds, I thought that was a lullaby. And then for 2 seconds, I think someone took over your body. It was really lovely. I would have slept to that. Like, if you just played two notes for, like, 2 hours, I would have gone to sleep to that. Uh-huh. So I don't think that's a good podcast.
You don't think it's
so,
a good, not a good
wanna,
getting into the mood of it?
I don't think you want to chill people out before they listen.
Okay.
Because, like, they're like, oh, I'm all relaxed. And then my voice comes on the microphone, and they don't. That's a jarring experience. Nobody wants that.
So I have to figure out how to get these things into there.
Oh, that's easy. You just do it like we do with a theme song.
Just open them up in Audacity.
What is this program you're using to play these? It's like Groove Music?
Yeah, I don't know. It came with the computer.
I don't think it came with the computer.
Whatever.
I think you have spamware on
it. It doesn't
computer.
Matter. It plays the music.
It does do that.
So we got a whole bunch of these.
You want to go right into another one?
I'm happy to, because I'm excited. I wrote all of these today, so you can listen to them.
All right, we'll go right into another one.
But if it sounds like gold teeth, gray goose tripping in the bathroom, blood stains, trash in the hotel room, we don't care. Cadillacs in our dreams.
Okay, that one started a little abruptly. Also, I don't think we have the licensing for that.
Well, I don't know.
They might not. On like music scrapers might not be able to pick up on that's what it is. But
I like that one.
I like it too. We do make money off this podcast. Shameless pimp, we have a Patreon, you guys.
Patreon.
We do make money off of it, so I don't think that we can have
$5 a month
sponsored content.
Unless it's more now.
It might be more, I don't know. Maybe by the time this drops.
If you guys haven't
podcast lingo, by the time this drops.
If you haven't been a Patreon and you like what we do, be one of our loyal subscribers.
Patreon minimum is $1.
I'm going to post all of these songs up there for Patreon listeners.
Just separate files. You can download them at will. Make them your ringtones on your phone. So that's the kind of thing you
every
like.
Every 13 theme songs.
You should make that whispery one. I like that whispery one.
Yeah.
As the theme, your theme ring, on your phone. Yeah. I mean, I never have my sound on my phone. So
that's number two. Number two is the
do anything. Yeah, that's the best theme song. I might make you re-record it without the popping peas.
All right.
See if we can do that. We should get like one of those. What it's like a shield, like a felt thing you put on top of a microphone, and then it makes, or like a shield you put in front of it that makes it. That's what a real podcaster would do. But we've just been doing this for 6 years and have 3 listeners, so.
Yeah. So we just do what
we want.
Are
we still real podcasters? What delineates a real podcaster?
If you create content every week. Or,
okay.
No. On a regular time scale.
Yeah, we do that.
Yeah, we're podcasters.
We're podcasters.
It's true. It doesn't matter how many listeners we have.
I think you have to have any kind of theme at all, though.
Yeah.
Do you? Because we don't have a theme.
We talk about things, and
we
talk about stuff.
We also talk about stuff.
And we complain about TV shows.
Speaking of which, let's have another theme song.
All right, hold on.
The beginning of the podcast. Are you gonna know until I sing the words of this song that I'm writing for the theme song of the podcast? You don't know if it's the end or if it's the beginning.
I admit I was a little confused at first.
I know.
Is it the same chord progression?
Yeah.
It's not quite as chill though as the
end. Yeah, no, it's not.
Would know pretty quickly, but I was like, is this just, I thought you were just going to like only sing some of the words of the end of the podcast theme song. That would have been really good.
Yeah.
That one's fine.
It was funny because it was going to be like, I was going to just put in the
end theme
end
song
and nobody would know, but then I was like, no, I'm going to redo it and make it, throw a wrench in it.
You threw a spanner in it.
I did.
That's what
spanner.
They say in the Britain.
Yeah,
because
they
have spanners.
They just don't have monkey wrenches.
They got monkey spanners.
Monkey spanners. That's probably correct.
Did you ever go to the zoo?
I mean, like this week?
Yeah.
No.
Oh. We need to go to the park and get giraffe rigs. The Arboretum.
No, Jesus.
What?
That's far.
We can drive there. It's not that far to drive. It's like a 15-minute drive.
Yeah,
I don't think you'd probably have to leave that little picnic area, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, Woodland Park has onyxes, which I really need.
Did you go get any?
No. You know that I didn't.
I didn't know that. I don't know what you do.
You know that I didn't.
I don't know what you do.
I went to the kitchen store yesterday, and I bought an 8-inch square baking pan, and the girl at the checkout was reading a book about Magic the Gathering, and I didn't say anything, and I wished that I had.
Mastering Magic.
And then I walked away, and then I was like, should I turn back and say something? And then I was like, it's going to be weirder if I do.
Mm-hmm.
She had black hair and a septum ring in her nose.
Okay.
She seemed really nice.
Cool story.
She had very strong eyebrows. That's like the makeup thing that people do now is a strong eyebrows, like really dark eyebrows. Really dark, thick eyebrows.
Yeah, that sounds exciting.
I can't help but notice that there's not another theme song playing right now.
Oh, hold on. Let me sort that out for you.
Sounds like a real song, but it's not. It's just a theme song for a podcast. Podcast that we're doing now. Adam and Holly are awesome. Is the podcast that you're listening to? It's happening now. Happening now. Podcast now. Podcast now. Can you believe it's happening?
that one, it took a second to get started, then I was like, I kind of like this one, but also it's a minute 20, which is even worse than the podcast. Yeah,
it's not a real song. It's just the...
Oh, isn't it? Because
It sounds like a real song, but it's just the theme for the podcast that you're listening to.
I was confused about that because it sounded like a real song.
Okay.
But I guess it was just the theme of a podcast. Okay, so here's what's happened. During the podcast theme song break, I have located my headphone splitter, so we're going to try and do the rest of them, which is admittedly only six more. I know, you're all really sad that we're running out of podcasts already. We're going to try to do the rest of them with live reactions.
Okay.
Which should be pretty good.
I got this one. You got to get your headphones.
You can just plug in your thing. I'm going.
Oh.
It's a splitter. That's the point.
Splat.
All right, I got to get my getting my headphones. It'll fit. How does it not fit?
I don't know.
Definitely fits.
There it is. I got it.
Okay.
All right.
I'm coming. My favorite thing about this podcast is how disjointed this podcast is.
Yeah, we're just like, we're doing
today.
Other stuff.
How unprepared we are that halfway through we finally figured out how to do this.
Be real loud.
You could do like a test click on your PC.
All right, hold on.
Okay. Okay.
All right, you ready for the next one?
No, I want to see how loud this is before you blast my ears.
Oh my God, how
go
do
down
I do
to
it?
The sound thing. Oh my God, are you seven?
This one.
Yes, click that.
Okay.
And then click anywhere along that bar. Okay, it's not working at all. Okay. Okay, well now you're changing the volume.
Oh,
that's really loud.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. No, it's fine. Play the podcast. Okay, we're good. We're good.
Okay, we're good.
You can get live reactions and stuff. You should still really write down the time code on this one. It's going to matter more now.
Okay. Let me pause it for a second.
Everybody's like crystal, Maybach, diamonds on your timepiece, jet planes.
God damn it.
Tigers on a boat. We don't care. We aren't caught up in
this. This is not.
It doesn't work.
It's working fine for me.
Oh, I can't hear it.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you stopped it.
Oh, okay.
And I'm sad that you stopped it.
Okay, tell me what was... Tell me
this was another Lord song.
Oh, was it?
It's another bit of a... Something about royals. I don't think we have permissions to that one either, so...
That was probably fine.
I'm sorry.
All right, we're going to try this again. We're going to do another one.
Hold on. Pause the podcast.
Okay,
let's do a test run. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
We've solved our technical issues.
See, the thing about a podcast is... We should get some kind of hold music or like...
Well, no, it's just instantaneous for them. We're
yeah,
just
I know,
talking
we
like...
Yeah, commented on it and then we said we're back and then nothing's happened
okay.
to them in the meantime.
Maybe we could just put like another song in there or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, well, we didn't write down the time code.
All right, so we're going to start another one now.
Okay, we're going to do another one.
All right, hold on.
Okay.
Your awesome podcast, Adam and
God,
Holly.
Are we dying?
Your awesome podcast.
No, this is
Adam and Holly. Your awesome
classic.
Podcast.
This is like
Adam
a funeral
Holly,
dirge.
Awesome podcast. Adam and Holly are awesome.
What's
and
happening?
Holly, your awesome podcast.
It's the theme song.
It's still going. Why is it still going?
Because that was the.
That one's really upsetting.
That one's upsetting.
I don't know about that one. All right, let's take a break because we have another snack.
Oh, we have another snack.
Yeah, we have another snack.
Well, I'm excited right. for that.
Take your headphones off and move the microphone back over.
Okay. I like that one.
Yeah. No, it's too much. It's too... I don't know what it is. It's too...
Well, we have to ask the
it?
Audience.
No, what is it, though? Like, there's something that describes what that is.
It's, like, out of key. Like... I just played like a bad note.
It's not even just that though. It's like something more than that.
It's upsetting.
Yeah. It feels like some kind of genre.
What you got?
I got cappuccino panna cotta.
Panna cotta, huh?
Madagascan vanilla cream pudding with Italian
Ooh,
coffee.
Ooh, Madagascan.
I think it's the vanilla that's Madagascan, but it's a panna cotta. Which I don't know if I'll like, because it's like flan, which I don't like.
Right.
There was either this one or salted caramel.
It looks weird. Can I taste it?
Hmm. It's pretty good.
It's like a
tastes
yogurt.
Tastes like coffee.
Oh, it's like an ice cream.
It's like tiramisu, but a different texture. Mm. I kind of wish I would have gone with the salted caramel one.
Yeah.
I like the coffee flavor, but it's a little much.
It's
not as, like, sweet as I want it to be.
It's like a cross between Jell-O and pudding.
Yeah, it's like flan. It's like a panna cotta.
It's like what panna cotta is. It's like pudding that's Jell-O texture.
Yeah. I don't like Jell-O, but I do like pudding.
I don't think I like that.
Mm. I do like it, surprisingly. I have a lot of texture issues with slimy things, but...
It's not slimy, it's just like jiggly.
It's kind of slimy. For some definitions of slimy. You're not into it?
No.
Well, I'm sorry, I will eat more of it.
Okay.
I wonder if you would like the salted caramel better.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I would like it if it was just ice cream. Or if it was just pudding, or if it was just Jell-O.
I see what you're saying. Any it's got like things. Eggs in it, so.
Or just custard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not into it.
Well, I'm sorry.
You can enjoy it. Do you want to listen to the next theme song?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Hold on. I have to move the microphone and stand up when we do that.
All right.
I have to get real close to your computer.
All right, so it's going to start.
This number 10?
Number 10. I did a whistle.
You did do a whistle. Your whistling isn't the strongest whistling. At least, I can't whistle at all, though, so what am I... Who am I to judge? I really hope that, like, the overlaying here works, otherwise it's gonna be awkward.
It's gonna be awkward, because nobody can hear it but us.
We'll figure out
Or
how
we
to
can
do
just
it.
Cut this bit out.
We'll figure out how to do it.
Maybe there's whistling in that one.
There's a lot of whistling.
It's a whistle theme.
It's the whistle theme. I'm not that into it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know about the whistling. All right, let's wait a minute. We got three more, and we are only at 24 minutes of this podcast. We really got to stretch those last three out.
Also, this is going to add another 13 minutes or something to the podcast.
13 minutes?
Yeah, for all the different ones. I don't know how.
Yeah, I know. It's fine.
It might be like 8 minutes. I don't know. It'll be long
what
enough,
else do you
don't
want
worry.
To talk? What else is going on in your life?
I don't know.
We went to a book sale on Saturday.
Oh, I bought a bunch of books.
It was really busy.
We waited in line for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That was fun. We bought a bunch of books.
One of my coworkers today was like, Was it worth going? Like, how busy was it? And I was like, well, what time did you guys show up? Because they, like, went there, they parked and everything, and then they saw the line of people outside and decided not to go in.
Oh, wow.
I was like, what time did you guys get there? And they were like, she was like, 1.
That's
I was
way
like,
too late.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't have even let you in. Like, yeah. We were still waiting in line at that point, and they were not letting people in, so. Yeah,
they said they were going to let people in at 2, and then they closed
Yeah, and then
early.
They closed at 3:30, so it was way too busy.
Yeah.
This is, I learned, this is apparently the first time they've ever had it, like, inside like that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess they used to have it at, like, Magnuson Park.
Oh, okay.
So it was outside, free to roam. I mean, long lines, but you're never going to hit capacity,
right?
So... Like, I guess that was the problem. It wasn't necessarily that they didn't know what they were doing or they hadn't done it before, but it was that combined with the really, really low prices. It was like, it was $1 for paperbacks, it was $2 for hardcovers, which
we
is...
We spent $36
oh,
and
we got,
bought a million books.
We got three seasons of America's Test Kitchen? Four seasons?
Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
It is.
That's
you
insane.
You know what's insane? We're not listening to a theme song right
theme
now.
Theme song number 11 coming right up. That's insane.
And we'll never be royal.
God damn it!
What?
Listen, I feel like I've been duped. Because you told me that this was 13 theme songs to our podcast.
Yeah, you don't want this.
Not 10 theme songs to our podcast and 3 sections of a Lord song.
Well, I got bored when I was writing the theme song. So I was like, I'm going to play a Lord song.
You live that fantasy.
That fantasy. Listen, I do like that song.
Okay.
It's a good song.
All right, do you want to do another real one? Right in a row. Well, I don't know why you just want to stop doing this. It's so much
because
easier
I,
if we
like,
already have it.
To you.
Let's just finish these up and then we'll finish
okay.
our podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Number
okay.
12. I know.
Hold on.
It's kind of Nirvana. Okay. It is Nirvana. Never mind. It's Pearl Jammy. What is your were you fake saying something there?
I was just making grunt noises.
I know, but was it supposed to fake say something? Because I'm not really sure.
Podcast.
Is that what that was?
Podcast. It's a theme song for a podcast.
You're right. That was, I'm shocked. I don't know how I didn't understand that. It's very obvious and clear that you were saying any of those words.
Right.
All right. Let's finish it up with number 13.
All right.
Theme variant 13.
This is
Remember, all of these will be on the Patreon for download.
Uh-huh. And then you
Hopefully,
can vote.
Hopefully, we have cut these in correctly and you guys won't even know the difference. You
won't even know. All right. We'll get number 13 rolling here.
Okay, I was expecting the last part of the Lord's song. Married
and they do a podcast every Monday night. It's pretty good, some people think. Adam and Holly are awesome and they do a podcast every Monday night. It's pretty good, some people think.
Okay, I get it.
If you're expecting a guest, you might be disappointed, but we're still here doing it.
Sometimes there's a guest.
Yeah, sometimes. Podcast, you might be disappointed.
That's true. You might be disappointed.
Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
This one's cute, but unfortunately does not really fulfill the basic qualification of being shorter than our current theme.
It's not up to us.
Okay, well, I think having listened to all 10, because three of these were not 13. Theme songs, all 14 of these, including our current theme song, that the whispering one is a clear winner.
Should we listen to it one more time?
Yes, right, please bring back the best one.
This is number two. This
it's
is
the best one. I'm not even going to say anything because this is the best one.
All right, here we go.
Hey, do you want to listen to a podcast? It's the Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast. We're doing a podcast, not Adam and Holly Are Awesome podcast.
Okay, yeah. I mean, that's pretty good.
It's really good. It's short, it's sweet, it's unique.
Uh-huh.
It's more unique than any of the rest of them.
I think they're all pretty unique.
You know, I just looked at your pad of paper and I saw the words Cheesetown.
Cheesetown. Cheesetown.
We talked about that one week and Cheesetown. I forgot about it, but now I remember.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys Cheesetown. Want to go listen to the first episode of our podcast again, it is Cheesetown. Still up on Podbean. You can't get it on iTunes. But you can still get it on Podbean.
There's a link on Holly's Facebook, and I also shared it.
There's a link on my Facebook. Also, you can just go to ahapodcast.com, and it'll be there. We just renewed our domain, so we got it for another year. We're going to keep going on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think at this point we're so far in that we're never going to get any new listeners because the backlog's too intimidating.
Man, you don't have to listen to the backlog.
They shouldn't, probably.
You should.
To
you can follow
backlog.
Us on Twitter at ahapodcast.
You can. We don't tweet that often.
We just tweet when a new podcast is out.
Yeah, we tweeted that poll that one time about Bugles and
we
Chiefs.
Got like 11 votes.
We did. We got a lot of votes. I think it's actually on Facebook. It's like an easy buy-in.
I wonder if we can do like 1 through 13 for our podcast.
I think that Twitter only supports two options.
Two options for a vote.
Maybe it supports three. We can do a Facebook one that I think supports like all 13, but that might be a bit much.
Or we could just put like, which one do you like the best? And then they write in their answer, and then
And then that's when you get answers like poop.
Uh-huh. They're all the dumbest.
That you shouldn't have a podcast.
Every podcast theme song is my favorite.
17.
Mm-hmm. That's not an option,
though. Yeah, well, neither is poop.
So you're saying you like number two.
I'm saying number two is by far, far and away the best one. Like, no question.
To be fair, I didn't put a lot of work into any of these.
Yeah, but that one was really good.
Just like because I whispered it.
Yeah, I like that.
I just put real close to the microphone.
I don't know. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff.
All right.
This has been our 6-year anniversary podcast. We hope to go for 6 more, maybe.
I hope you enjoyed the format of us fumbling around.
Yeah, this is not really that different from every other week.
I think there's a little more fumbling.
Do you remember once upon a time, like the first few episodes, you actually edited?
Mm-hmm. I'm going to edit this one. I have to.
Yeah, I know, but you took out dead space and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, who's got the time?
Who's got the time for that?
Yeah, maybe we'd have more listeners if we edit our podcast.
Yeah.
But that would be like another like half an hour.
Background
time.
Music or whatever. Yeah, usually we just finish and add the theme songs and upload.
Yep, and we're like, here's our podcast.
It's up like 10 minutes later.
Yep.
All right, cool.
So yeah, I'm going to go through and edit this. And
Do we want a new sign-off now? Maybe we could get a new sign-off with our new theme song next week.
Later, taters.
We're not going to have a new theme song this week, obviously.
Later, taters. Yeah.
Just later taters?
That's
later
what I taters. Just want to say, and then you keep saying different vegetables.
Later taters. We came up with a really later good taters. One.
Did we?
Yes. It was after the podcast, so it was like the next day or something. Oh, I'm so mad now. I should have written it down. All right. Well, lost opportunity. If you guys think of any, let me know.
Later taters.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast. Okay, bye.